From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The popular Cash for Clunkers program got an infusion of cash last night, just before the Senate left Washington for its August recess. The program encourages sales of new fuel-efficient cars. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Michigan Democrat Carl Levin said senators are hearing rave reviews from all over the country.
Rarely has this body passed legislation that has so clearly and quickly met our goals.
Tens of thousands of people have traded in gas guzzlers and gotten up to $4,500 to buy new cars with better gas mileage. Alabama Republican Richard Shelby said there's no question but that it's popular.
Of course it is. Who does not want free money? The Cash for Clunkers program is simply another bailout to prop up a struggling industry wrapped in the political guise of an environmentally friendly program, in my judgment.
In the end, though, the Senate voted to extend the program and send the bill to the president. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
While Congress was approving the additional $2 billion for its Cash for Clunkers program, President Obama headed out on the campaign trail to stump in Virginia's gubernatorial race and to defend his record on the economy. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
President Obama hit the road to help a fellow Democrat in the Virginia race for governor. New Jersey and Virginia, the only two gubernatorial races this year, could be the earliest signs of how the Democrats in Congress and the president are doing. The president's game plan? Outflank the Republicans on the economy.
Our financial system is no longer on the verge of collapse. The market is up. Housing prices are up for the first time in nearly 3 years. So we may just be seeing the very beginnings of the end of this recession.
Even in the room full of sympathetic Democrats, the president made scant mention of health care. And at the White House, officials were counseling Democratic senators on how to deal with the flack they could take at events on health care as they head towards the summer recess. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
In one of the final votes of the session, Senate lawmakers confirmed the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. The judge was approved on a vote of 68 to 31. She's to be sworn in tomorrow. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, says he wasn't surprised that the majority of Republicans voted against President Obama's Supreme Court pick.
Had President Obama nominated Moses, the lawgiver, they would have voted no.
During the debate, Republican opponents called her a liberal activist and pointed to her outside speeches as evidence that she might let personal bias interfere on the bench. But Democrats praised Sotomayor as a strong nominee with a moderate record. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
From Washington, this is NPR News. European stock markets have been trading lower today as investors await today's July employment report in the U.S. Most Asian markets closed lower, though Tokyo's Nikkei average eked out a small gain. On Wall Street, stocks fell for a second straight day yesterday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
It was a case of Wall Street jitters ahead of this morning's July employment report. Although the Labor Department announced a bigger-than-expected drop in first-time jobless claims last week, last month's numbers are expected to show another jump in the unemployment rate to 9.7% and a diminished but still large drop in non-farm payrolls. Adding to investors' worries were weak July store sales. As on Wednesday, the biggest losses came in technology shares, which pushed the NASDAQ composite down a full percent, leaving it further below the 2000 level it had breached on Monday for the first time since last October. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell a quarter of a percent, and the Standard & Poor's 500 lost more than half a percent to slip back below 1,000. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Officials in Pakistan say they believe the Pakistani Taliban leader has probably been killed in a Wednesday missile strike. But they say no intelligence forces have actually seen the remains or confirmed that they are those of Baitullah Masood. The attack, believed to have been carried out by a U.S. drone aircraft, occurred in the tribal region of South Waziristan. Masood has led a campaign of suicide attacks and assassinations against Pakistani government personnel. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.